Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.
Jason McKinney with Farmers Union is the Cooperative and Transportation Director, and we are here at Big Iron checking out this chopper. This is pretty cool. Tell us the story about this bike.
The story of the chopper kind of came out fruition of our board of our president, Mark Watney, and we decided to go ahead and have Paul Jr. from Paul Jr. Designs build the bike for North Dakota Farmers Union, just to help get the story out of family farms in rural North Dakota and rural America, and to talk about the value of family farms. And then what we're using the bike for now is to take it around to shows like Big Iron, and it's been out to Washington, D.C., and all over the country so far, just to get the word out about family farms and show our support for family farms and kind of educate the consumers on family farm agriculture and where your food comes from, and that's about.
That's pretty cool, because it was on the episode of American Choppers, right?
Yes, I believe that episode aired back in March, and I'm sure it's on YouTube or linked through our Farmers Union page. And one really neat thing about it is actually they did the unveiling at our convention in December last year in Bismarck. So it was kind of neat to have those guys there, and they got to see what Farmers Union is about, and we're able to take some of that story back to New York with them as well.
That's pretty cool. So it's radio. Tell us, describe the bike for us. It has some beautiful paintings on it.
All right. Best I can describe is the bike has a farm theme. The seat is leather, and it says Family Farms on the back in metal to simulate the old tractor seats that we all grew up learning how to drive and bouncing through the holes out in the field on those old metal seats. That's kind of a basis of it. And then the handlebars are made with the PTO shaft, and the knuckle of the PTO shaft kind of forms the handlebars. And the front fender is not practical, but it's a split fender, like tractor fenders. And then the rear struts are the three-point struts from the three-point on a tractor. And there's a few other things. One of my favorite features is the fuel gauge from the old fuel barrel, where you have the tube coming down the side with the sight glass on it, just so you get the last drop of fuel on it. So they did a good job, and they made it green and yellow for all the John Deere fans out there, which is funny because our boss is a farmer who likes red, so we all got a good chuckle out of that. And then it also comes with a trailer. They custom built a trailer with us for us to display all the products that get sourced out of North Dakota for our restaurant groups and in the supply chain out on the East Coast, from American Crystal Sugar to North Dakota flour from the mill, and then vodka that's sourced from wheat from North Dakota. So we're also using this to tell the story of how farmers work on and the challenges of getting their product to market and getting it out to the consumer as well.
Very good. Jason McKinney with the North Dakota Farmers Union, the Cooperative and Transportation Director with the North Dakota Farmers Union. It's always fun to see what you guys are up to, because you really do. You do get the word out there. I've been to your restaurants in D.C. They're amazing. And it's just fun to see what you guys are up to.
Yeah, we're always busy working for family farms and for ag in North Dakota, and trying to help farmers find new markets and also solve some policy challenges and market challenges as well as just being the voice wherever we can in Bismarck and Washington, and even here at Big Iron.
Very good. Jason McKinney with the North Dakota Farmers Union. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson, and you're listening to Ag Central.